all-of-a-kind family downtown by Sydney Taylor. Read by Suzanne Torin and produced by Elisa Weberman and Alfred Martino. This is a Listen and Live audio production. Chapter 1. Charlotte catches the stove. Charlotte nudged her little sister.
Wake up, Gertie. I catched the stove this morning.
Henny bounced out of bed. That's not fair, she cried, her tousled blonde curls swinging back and forth angrily. You had it yesterday.
I know I did, answered Charlotte. But last night, remember, right after supper, I said, I catch the stove tomorrow morning before anyone else did. And you heard me with your very own ears.
Big Sister Ella yawned sleepily.
That's right. She said it first. That's the rule, whoever says it first.
Gertie, now thoroughly awake, stuck her tongue out at Henny.
See?
Henny snuggled back hurriedly under her warm feather bed. This bedroom is just like an icebox, she grumbled. Sarah lay curled up like a small kitten against Ella's warm body. Only her pale blonde braids stuck out above the coverlet. Ella couldn't resist giving the braids a gentle tweak.
You up, Sarah?
She asked softly. Sarah mumbled. Their school clothes lay neatly arranged on the three chairs alongside their beds. The girls always laid them out the night before. Mama said it saved lots of time in the morning. Suddenly, the two smallest nightgowned figures sprang.